A colleague stands before a room full of executives, delivering yet another change management presentation. Charts flash across the screen, data points multiply. Within minutes, half the audience checks their phones. But then she pauses, closes her laptop, and begins. "Let me tell you about the most terrifying flight of my life." Suddenly, every head lifts, eyes lock on her. The room goes silent. This moment, when Gabrielle Dolan watched a dry organizational message transform into a riveting personal story, revealed something profound. While we struggle to remember statistics from yesterday's meeting, we can recount stories we heard decades ago with perfect clarity. Bill Clinton proved this when he opened his 2016 Democratic Convention speech with, "In the spring of 1971, I met a girl and held millions captive." The difference isn't charisma or chance, it's neuroscience. When we hear facts, only two brain regions activate. When we hear stories, our entire brain lights up like a city at night. Logic centers, emotional processors, instinctive responses, all firing simultaneously. Neuroeconomist Paul Zak discovered that compelling narratives trigger oxytocin release, the trust hormone that creates instant bonds between strangers. Yuri Hassan's research revealed something even more startling. During storytelling, listeners' brains actually synchronize with the storyteller's brain in what he calls neuroentrainment. Your brain mirrors mine. We literally think together. Neuroscientist Antonio Damasio studied patients with damaged emotional processing centers who retained full intellectual capacity yet couldn't make simple decisions. Without emotion, logic becomes paralyzed. Christine Comeford's research confirms that 90% of human behavior is emotionally driven, explaining why perfectly logical business cases get ignored. Marketing studies show emotional campaigns achieve 31% effectiveness compared to just 16% for logical ones, nearly double the impact. Stories command attention through biochemistry. Tense narrative moments produce cortisol, sharpening focus. Combined with oxytocin, this chemical cocktail motivates action and improves memory retention. Emotionally charged events are remembered far more vividly than logical information. This explains why Air New Zealand's entertaining safety videos work better than traditional announcements. They transform boring instructions into memorable content. Maya Angelou captured this truth. People will forget what you said, but never forget how you made them feel. The science is unambiguous. Storytelling creates neurological and emotional responses that make messages stick in ways facts alone never could. Four essential story categories cover all business needs: triumph, tragedy, tension, and transition. Triumph stories showcase achievements, from industry awards to attempting difficult challenges. Share these humbly, focusing on meaning over boasting, including stories of helping others succeed. Tragedy stories encompass disasters and regrets, missed opportunities, neglected relationships, roads not taken. Avoid victim mentality. Emphasize lessons learned. The most powerful involve admitting mistakes. Tension stories revolve around conflicts between competing values, choosing which team member to promote, or balancing work deadlines against family commitments. Counterintuitively, sharing stories where you failed to uphold your values builds more credibility than appearing perfect. Transition stories capture significant life changes: career shifts, relocations, divorce, parenthood. The most powerful ones reveal your thoughts and feelings during these shifts, the anxiety, fears, or excitement. Describing mere logistics falls flat. Two principles are non-negotiable: authenticity and purpose. Every story must be completely true, with clear purpose. Know why you're telling it and how it connects to your business situation. Everyone has stories worth sharing. Finding them requires looking beneath memory's surface. Create a chronological table of every job you've held, including short-term positions. Note how you started and left each role, successes, regrets, and key relationships. For personal stories, list significant events from earliest memories to recent experiences. Don't analyze yet, simply document everything that stands out. After listing events, categorize each as triumph, tragedy, tension, or transition, Stories can fit multiple categories. Count your stories by type to identify gaps. Avoid having too many of one type. All tension stories suggest indecisiveness, while only triumph stories sound like bragging. Once you recognize storytelling's power, you'll notice potential stories everywhere. Children and family members are excellent sources. When my 12-year-old daughter confused Brexit with Brexist while listening to news about Theresa May, that everyday moment became a powerful business story about communication clarity. Choosing the right story depends entirely on your purpose, what message you're conveying, and what you want audiences to take away. Write out your stories following Aristotle's three-step structure: beginning, middle, and end. Signal a story start with time and place. When I was a kid in Switzerland, keep openings brief and never announce, "Let me tell you a story." It sounds condescending. Don't label stories as true. It implies others might not be. The middle demands discipline. Only include relevant details. Last Wednesday, I heard a crash, saw two collided cars from my window, and was first to arrive. Beats precise times and distances. Name main characters and use real language. Say scared, not anxious. A strong ending has three parts: a bridge returning attention to business, a link connecting to your purpose without being heavy-handed, and a 1 or 2 second pause letting your message resonate. Use inclusive language like we instead of you, and never say the moral of the story is. Let audiences draw their own conclusions. Practice stories aloud to catch unnatural phrases. Since you won't read from notes, verbal rehearsal ensures smooth, natural delivery. Top presenters, including TED speakers, open with personal stories. Sheryl Sandberg wove 10 stories into her 25-minute UC Berkeley commencement speech, repeatedly referencing her husband's death to illustrate courage and vulnerability. In sales, people buy on emotion, not logic, making stories the fastest rapport builder. Instead of listing features, share how other clients benefited or why you joined the company. Use stories to address even unvoiced client concerns. For organizational change, employees crave meaningful connection, understanding what changes mean personally. Kristen Corbett of Australia Post notes that when leaders communicate through personally meaningful stories, these narratives get remembered and retold throughout the organization. For company values, storytelling transforms abstract principles into lived experiences, creating deeper understanding than posters or slogans ever could. Your personal brand is the stories people share about you when you're absent. Jeff Bezos calls it what people say about you after you leave the room. Mark Trulson exemplifies this power. After his corporate career ended and his wife left, he fell into depression until his brother intervened. Through family support, Mark rebuilt his life using his professional talents. His butterfly logo represents this metamorphosis, with four wings symbolizing his four children, including his stillborn daughter, Carla. By sharing his vulnerability openly, Mark connects his personal journey to his professional mission. Before unleashing your storytelling skills, remember 5 essentials. Embrace vulnerability as strength, keep business stories to 1 or 2 minutes, use humor wisely, prepare extensively through practice, and maintain variety in your story collection. Great storytellers aren't naturals. They invest significant preparation time. In a business world drowning in facts and figures, authentic, story-filled communication stands out like a lighthouse in fog. Will you bore them with bullet points or move them with stories they'll carry forward?